Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministries. And I'm here this morning because by the grace of God, I'm here, praise God, to bring you the bread of life this morning, to speak, praise God, a word over you, and letting you know, praise God, the testing of trials and overcoming in God. You can overcome any trial that you're going through right now. But you would need some help, and the help that you would need is at your disposal. It is a man called Jesus. If you can only just believe and try Jesus, everything will be all right. And this morning, Father, we are grateful to come before you this morning because by your grace, your early grace that was delivered to us as we slumbered and we slept, and you allowed the angels, praise God, to minister grace unto us. For you give us fresh mercies day by day. And, Father, I'm grateful. Father, I come this morning, Lord, asking that you forgive for every iniquity, sin, shortcoming. And, Father God, that you would carry us, allow the angel that you have assigned to each of our lives to carry us throughout this day and to help us, Father God, to realize and recognize that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And, Father God, I submit all that belongs to me, Father God, into your hands. Father God, for you are the best caretaker, Father God, can ever, praise God, be given, praise God, or anyone could have. And Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love, your concern, praise God. I thank you for your chastisement. And most of all, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for being there, praise God. You said in your word, praise God, if the mother and father should forsake you, lo, you will take us up. And God, I thank you for that invitation. Now, Father God, as we come to you, praise God, in the word, ask the Lord that you allow this word to come forth with clarity and understanding, that it may be something that the listeners may hear that will be edifying for them. In the name of Jesus, we bind Satan on every hand right now. Father God, not us, Lord, but we cast, Father God, that you, praise God, bind Satan. In the name of Jesus, for Satan, the Lord thy God, rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for this. And we give it all into your hands. We ask it to be so blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. And this morning, praise God, I just want to come to you briefly, praise God, for the time that we have here. We know that time moves on, so we have to get with the time. And praise God, we're going to be talking about today the test and the temptations. Yes, we have tests and temptation in this life. If it was not for tests and temptation, I believe, praise God, some of us wouldn't even pray. We wouldn't even be calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ because we figure we can handle our tests and our temptations on our own. But I'm here to tell you this morning, my friend, they're too big, they're too strong, they're too great. You need somebody greater than you, praise God, to bring you out of your tests and your trials. And you're coming out only in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, time has a way, praise God, of putting things into the right perspective. And you must understand, praise God, that Satan tempts us to bring out the worst in us, but God tests us to bring out the best in us. Okay, let me say that again. Satan tempts us to bring out the worst in us, but God tests us to bring out what? The best in us. Now, we have to understand that in trials and tribulation, there are different terms and different things that we go through, but the difference between testing and trials and testing trials is this. A test or a trial is a God-given opportunity, okay, for you to practice and thereby test your spiritual relationship with the Lord. This is why, praise God, I always say you must have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because when the test comes, praise God, you have somewhere you can turn to. You have someone you can cling to. You have someone you can hold on to. So you must understand, in order sometimes to come out these tests and these trials and these tribulations, you must, praise God, have a relationship, praise God, with the Lord. And you can find that, praise God, in James 1, 2, and 5, and 12. It is an opportunity to honor Christ in your life. Test sometimes brings about what? Testimonies, not just the lies, but testimony. because it's an opportunity, praise God, for the Christ in you to shine. Amen. And you can find that, praise God, in 1 Peter 1 and 7. It is an opportunity to prove your conviction to yourself. That is in Romans 5, 1 and 5. A trial can call one to be tempted. Now listen, but it is not the cause of the temptation. It causes one to be tempted, but it's not the cause of your temptation. The cause of your temptation stems from our old carnal nature. Why is that? Because we was born in a sin, in iniquity, in sin that our mother conceived us. We was all shaped in sin as we was born. And that old carnal nature, which is, it is not being controlled. You see, you can't control this flesh. It takes God to control. You must have something in you stronger than the flesh itself. And this is why, praise God, the Lord always said, he said, the flesh is an enemy to him, you see. It's an enemy to him. That means they don't agree, you see. But the flesh is always trying to dominate the spirit. Now, and you understand that temptation does not connect with God. It does not connect with God. That old temptation, it's a fight. There's a fight in that because it fights against the spirit. And James tells us, praise God, in 1:13-15, he said, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. Don't say God tempted. No, God tempts no man. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted by any man. Okay? You might can tempt everything else, but man cannot tempt God. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away in his own work, his own deceitful and lustfulness. He's enticed to do that. And then when lust has convicted you, it brings forth sin. And then sin, when it is finished, guess what it does? Everything brings forth something. It brings forth death. Because the Bible declared, praise God, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Temptation cannot be, you can't be a solicitation. You cannot be a solicitation, praise God, for you to be disobedient to God and gratify your fleshly desires. You know, there's a thing of flip, which said, the devil made me do it. No, your lust for sin for nature made you do it. And temptation can be a solicitation for you to be what? To be disobedient to God and gratify your fleshly desires. It can help you. Yeah, it gets in there and makes it because it lusts up its own. The flesh wants to rule. And when you yield to temptation, you automatically will experience its destructive consequences. It doesn't matter who you are, what you have, who you represent, where you come from. How did you come? You will have to face the consequences, praise God, when temptation finished doing what it needs to do in you. It becomes destructive, and you have to face, praise God, what you can say, consequences. The temptation to sin comes as an appeal. It comes as an appeal to you, your self-centered feeling and fleshly desires, which can entice you to sin. It can come from two sources now, the carnal nature, James 1:14-15, and Satan, that old devil, the sly fox. 1 Peter 5 and 8. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, and he's telling you who it is, it's no secret. He's calling him out by his name. He says, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. See, a lion in the jungle, he walks about to pick out his prey. He lays low and he watches them. But when he comes up, when he come out with a fast speed. And this is why, praise God, some animals can't get away from them because they're quick. Because they're always seeking. They sit around and they look and they watch to see what's coming through the jungle so they can attack. So it's about seeking whom he may devour. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, your response to temptation determines whether you will stand firm in your faith and please God or fall into temptation or commit the act. And please who? Your fleshly nature, yourself. Yourself. This is what the Lord is saying to us today. Then he said, God allows all believers to be tested. He does not test the lost. Why? He don't need to test them. They stand proved as fair because they have not believed. There is nothing to test for them. Job said, but he knoweth the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job 23:10. Tests come to purify you. God's tests are designed to strengthen your commitment to obedience no matter what the cost or what it may be. In the book of Romans 15:3-4, Christ was tested. He was tested. Now what about you? He was tested by the devil himself. But he didn't yield to sin. He didn't yield to sin. The devil tries everybody. Doesn't matter where you come from, how you look, what you have, how much money you have, what car you drive. He tests everyone. But he has not, and high priesthood cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Christ was tempted. Hebrews 5:15, the testing of Christ was to prove who he was. There was no possibility of his failure. Because why? Because he was God, totally righteous. There is no sin found in him. This is why, praise God, the enemy took him up on this high pinnacle and said, now if you can just worship me, look at what I'm going to offer you. Look at all of these things. How can you give somebody what belongs to them anyway? Look at Christ, and if you be who you say you are, praise the Lord, the Son of God, then why don't you just cast yourself down? Turn these stones into bread. Turn them into bread. Tempt him, trying to tempt God. Christ could not sin because God has no sin nature. The test, therefore, is to prove his truth. They want to test him to prove his truth, but he can't test. He can't be tested. There's absolutely nothing wrong with testing someone to prove what he or she is or it is. Okay? You must understand, trials and tests come, but only God can bring you out. They come, praise God, to make you strong. You must be able, praise God, to know who you are. You must know, praise God, who do you worship? What do you stand for? Praise God. Even if, praise God, you should stumble and fall, God is right there, praise God, and has given his angels charge over you. At least at any time, you should dash your foot against the stone. They're there, praise God, to bind you and raise you up. You understand? Because your testing comes, praise God, to try you. Yes, it does. It comes to try you. Okay? You must understand, praise God, when we, as all God believers, seek to learn, when we seek and we learn, praise God, who we are in God, the trials, praise God, become, praise God, we can say nonchalant, because they won't come, praise God, that they would disturb you because you would know the tricks of the enemy. We have to be sure, praise God, of our belief. And who do we stand for? Who will you stand for? Will you stand for Christ or will you fall for anything? Amen. You got to understand, praise God, the devil will try you on every hand. He goes and he comes in seasons. Yes, he may go for a minute. You may not even be bothering you for a while. But guess what, my friend? He will return. He comes and he goes. He watches you. He watches me. He watches your every move. This is why the Bible said we must put on the whole armor of God. We're standing in the fiery darts of the enemy. We must put it on because the devil constantly is in battle with the human. He's constantly in battle with our flesh because he know that the flesh is a weakness and he know that the flesh is an enemy to God. So when we are going through our trials and our tribulations, praise God, even in our loved ones and in our homes and in our relationships, praise God, and with our children and with the members in your faith and whatever, what have you, you must understand and know how to take a stand and still stand, praise God. Let not the enemy take over you, but praise God, you stand, praise God, and you tear this flesh. Flesh, you will not control this spirit. Spirit control flesh. God promised to rescue his children from temptation with the greater that can bear. He promised to rescue us. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, he says, there has no temptation taken you, but such is as is common to man, that there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. Oh, but listen at this. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you. He's faithful. He won't suffer you. Okay? He will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be to bear it. Yes, the temptation will come. The trials will come. But listen at this. You have a prescription here. But God, not man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. The child of God does not have to sin. We don't have to cause, praise God, the trials and tribulations come upon us. We don't need to sin. We don't have to prove nothing to the enemy, praise the Lord, and anybody else. God himself says he provides the means to overcome or escape the temptation, which means that if a believer sins, listen to me carefully, that a believer sins, he does so willingly, and in defiance to God. I mean, he go against the order of God. Now, the devil made me do it. You know, we said that before. That's that Flip Wilson mess. The devil made me do it. It is untrue. Sin is always a willing act. And for the believer, one of the knowingly disobedient things to God. Now, Satan and temptation, now you see, Satan's very nature is to tempt, is to cause you to fall from grace. One of his names, check this out, is the tempter. Yes, he is the tempter. Now, when the tempter came to Jesus, he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. Matthew 4:3. Satan is called a tempter. And in the Garden of Eden, Satan, he disguised as a serpent, but he's the tempter. He came to tempt Eve. In the book of Job, Satan tried to tempt Job to curse God. Know who you're fighting. Know what you're standing against. He called going to Job and said, curse you, won't you just curse your God and just die? What are you doing, Job? All this you going through? But who did he use to tell him that? The one that was so close to him. He used his wife. Satan also tempted Jesus. Satan desired to have Peter and to sift him as wheat. The Bible declared the devil has had no good in you. He wants to sift all the good in you out. We must recognize, praise God, the devil knows and explores our what weaknesses. He is no match for you, my friend. This is why people say, oh, I ain't worried about the devil. Oh, yes, you need to know him. Don't ever see, I ain't that tired of devil. No. Know that this demon has power, but God has all power, and he knows your weaknesses. He knows, praise God, how to tempt you, to bring you to a place in a low place in your life. He knows, praise God, how to work against you, praise God, the things, praise God, that he know, praise God, because how does he know this? Because he watches you and he studies you daily, my friend. Praise God, that very day denied Christ 3 times. But he said, Lord, I love you. Repeat, if you love me, feed my sheep. He told the Lord, you know, I love you, Lord God. The Lord already knew. He said, Peter, before the cock crow, you would deny me 3 times. See, he seeks to devour people. What do you say, Von? Say, he don't care nothing about his own. Praise God, he devoured his own. But the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Love you? Oh, like you. He desires you. Oh, he admires you. No, he seeks about that he may devour you. 1 Peter 5:8. Satan works within churches to turn members away from God into sin and thus destroy to make the church not effective. That's what he does. How does he do that? Because they don't preach the true word of God to the people, the members of God. When the devil is working overtime, there is no word going forth. Why is that? Because the church has become an entertainment center. Hello, somebody. It's become an entertainment center. People don't even take Bibles to church anymore. Why? There's no word being preached. What? No word? No. It makes the church's non-effect for Christ. His tools are used you know, very scarcely, false teaching, and appears to be pleasure. They have more singing than they have praying, if they have any praying at all. Amen. You ain't got to preach, but pray. If you learn how to pray, then God will give you the rest. But they don't even have prayer no more. Prayer. The churches are open. Maybe one day out of the week, maybe one day they have a little 30-minute prayer meeting. They call that meeting. And then they have a Sunday morning services. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Mm-hmm. And after that, they're shut down. 2 Corinthians 2:11, Paul taught that we must forgive one another. And if we fail to forgive, we give Satan an advantage over us. If one member of the church holds a grudge or unforgiving, it affects the whole body. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The testing of the trials and overcoming in God is very, very, it is at our fingertips. It is here, praise God, because God put these things in perspective, praise God, to let us know, praise God, we have a way out, praise God, any situation, any trial, any temptation, any tribulation, we have a way out. But we must know first of God how we're going to get out and who's going to bring us out. And it's going to be the word of God, because the word of God tells us, praise God, that, you know, if we go through these trials and tribulations, God has already made a way for our escape. But we must be connected to the vine. And the vine is the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may come out, praise God, as gold. We may be purified in the heat of the battle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be going through, but if you know how to connect to the vine, you can connect to the vine and come out, praise God. And you can go through the fire and come out without your clothes being scorched, praise God, or you being burned, or you're smelling like smoke, because he can deliver you out of your circumstance. You must understand, praise God, when you're going through, don't look to man for the answers. You look to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the one who has the answers. He has the way out. He has the map to bring you out, praise God. You may be in a fiery furnace right now, going through some situation in your life. Have you tried Jesus? Because he is your answer. He is the one, praise God, to bring you to peace even in the midst of a storm. Even in the midst of a storm, he can bring peace in the middle and set you in a place, praise God, where you can find peace. Even in the midst. You say, God, I don't know what I'm going to do, how I'm going to go through. But have you asked him, so Lord, take me through. Take my hand, Lord, and bring me out. Lord, help me, praise God, to be connected to you, because you are my source. Christians today, many people have been misled. Many of these churches appear to be outwardly and very successful. But God will not bless error or use false teachers or teach to carry on his work. And you know what? I think it would come a great surprise to many, praise God, in the Christian faith, if we really saw these churches as God sees them. If we really saw them as God sees them, we wouldn't even put our foot on the ground. That's why God spoke to these churches in Asia. He said these seven churches in Asia had serious warning for five of them to turn from sin and false teaching. Is it the same today? It's the same thing today. Most of those, praise God, that he spoke about in Asia, right here in America. Come on, somebody. There's no word being preached in these churches. Now, everybody got a program. Everybody, praise God, has what you may call praise God. It's an entertainment center, you know, philosophy teaching. That's what it is. Most of those that Christian addresses, they look good on the outside. Oh, look like they just bring it forth the word. But we are not pleasing God. We are pleasing ourselves, and we are pleasing man. I believe on Reason Today there are so many preachers are falling into personal sin and others leading their congregation in the error is that the Lord Jesus Christ has warned much of these churches that will be removed from God and called pastors if they did not repent. And many failed to repent, and the Lord looked. He said, woe to the pastor that scatters my flock. And it's passing from man, from them, and then they call them hurlings of false teaching. They want to make the people feel good. Give the people the word of life that they can go through, praise God, and stand in testing time. That they may know, praise God, that God is there for them, not you, but God. Quit having man to look to you, because you are not God. you're going to have to stand before the judgment. Doesn't matter what kind of robe you wear. It could be purple, green, blue, black, or white. It does not matter because you will stand before the judgment. God is saying today his people are being tempted. They have been poor, praise God. They have been falling from grace because they have no life. See, a real man of God loves the Lord, and he'll follow him. And they will do what God say do, not what man want them to do. And they will not mislead the flock. Satan is the ruler of this world. Some have foolishly made it somewhat of a casual thing to rebuke Satan. I hear people say, oh, Satan, I rebuke you. Satan, I rebuke you. Others who are not spiritually mature and living as a godly life have no power in their lives and foolishly try to rebuke Satan. He's no joke and he's no toy. He's a destroyer. He's a tempter, and that's what he come to do. He come to kill, devour, and destroy. Play with him if you want to. He is powerful, yes, and should never be made little or underestimated. Don't never try to make him look like you can just say something, he flee. He sit there and he laugh at you because he know your weaknesses. You see, sometimes, praise God, people tell it, all you got to do is just rebuke the devil. I just rebuke him, just rebuke him, do this and rebuke Satan and he will flee. Okay, but you better have him and know who God is, know who Jesus is while you're rebuking him, and you have better have the authority to do that. Friend, if you're no match for that devil, that tempter, and if you think you can just verbally rebuke him and he will flee, you better think again. What a big mistake. What a big mistake. Praise God. You better know it. You better know, read the book. How those, praise God, tried to rebuke the devil as you saw Paul do. I adjure you in the name of Paul to come out. The devil turned around, looked at him and said, now, Paul, I know. And Jesus, I know. But who are you? And they fervently beat them naked. You see, you don't play with the devil because he's not a toy. See, you must understand this is not a toy. He's a tempter. He's a destroyer. And you must be in the Lord Jesus Christ to come through your trials and your tribulations and get in God, praise God, and know that he is the one, praise God, can destroy the enemy. Amen. You must understand if you first submit yourself to God. Second, the Bible says resist. You can't do that if you're not submitted to God. In order to come out your trials and your tribulations, your temptations, you must first be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must first, what to do? You must first submit yourself to God. Second, resist the devil. Okay? You got to be in God first now. These are the instructions, praise God, which can cause your results to be what? Which you may say, useful and powerful. And he said, if you do that, the third thing, the devil will flee. He's not going nowhere. You're talking about rebuke the devil. He know you don't have nothing. He already know this. The only way to overcome temptation is to be living for God, for your fear with the Spirit, and relying totally on God's power, not yours, not your words, but on the power of God. And if you think you can resist the devil, you are a primary candidate for a fall. The devil just waiting to rip you apart. Jesus prayed just prior to going into the cross. Neither the judgment of the world, nor the rule of the world will be cast out. Noted that Jesus referred to Satan as the ruler of this world on the cross. Satan was beaten. Only God can handle the devil, and he can only handle him through you if you are living for the Lord and totally dependent on him. Okay? And Ephesians said, praise God, which says, be not drunk with wine wherein it is excessive, but be filled with the Spirit. Many fail to read the whole paragraph, which says the context of the statement. And you have to fellowship with the unworks of the devil, see, and have no fellowship with the unworks of the devil, but rather reprove him. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done in them in secret. But in all things are reproved, made manifested by the light. For whosoever doeth make manifest his light. Therefore, he says, awake thou that, okay, sleepeth, and rise from the dead. Christ shall give thee light. Open in darkness. Don't play with things that you know, praise God, is destructive. And playing with the devil is very destructive. You need to know who Jesus is. Do you know who he is today? That he can bring you out of your situation. God proved the means to overcome and any temptation. He proves that means. He means he provides it for you. 1 Corinthians 10:13, let us give us God's way of overcoming and escaping Satan's attack. If you know who Jesus is, he will bring you out. You do not have to stand and fight the devil by yourself because you can't. You already lost the battle. But if you know who Jesus is, he will bring you out. Give him a chance today to be your deliverer. Temptation is common to us all. But for the believer, God is actively present every moment, every day, every second, providing the means to escape the present temptation of this world and the enemy. Give him a chance today. Just come into him right now. You will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. You shall be saved. It's an easy process, but can you believe God? I'm asking you today, give God a chance today to bring you out of your worries, your situation, your circumstances, for he's the one that has the answer for anything that you're going through. You can overcome it in God. Amen. I pray, praise God, that you get a blessing. You had a blessing today in some word that was spoken that was enlightening to your situation. But just know one thing, Jesus is your answer. Until this time, next time, you be blessed. And listen and let God. Let go and let God.